Rain guy.
You ever watch those World's Strongest Man competitions? Can't turn the channel when that thing's on. Those guys are ridiculous. They're huge. And then you watch them for a minute. You're like, these guys can do anything. They're amazing. But then I realize they probably have trouble doing things like putting on their pants. I think that should be the competition. Put on your pants and then scratch your shoulder. It'd be a long competition. And there's this one guy, I don't know if you've seen him, he's been in every one I've ever watched, every World's Strongest Man. His name's Chief Iron Bear. He's a full-blooded Native American. He's ridiculous. He's like the size of Sweden. He's huge. Huge. And I want to know, where were the Native Americans like him when the white people came over? Because those scrawny pilgrims pulled up on their boat, and they saw Chief Iron Bear flipping a Volkswagen down the beach. Going the hell back to England. He and scones don't sound so bad. Watch all these sports. You know, I was watching World Championship Swimming the other day. You guys got a swim team?
Yeah.
Those guys are hardcore, aren't they, man? They shave their entire bodies just to go faster. I can't imagine being involved in any sport where my body hair played a crucial role in the outcome. Like, oh, it doesn't matter what it is. Oh, he would have gotten a gold medal in badminton, but he forgot to shave his ass. Let his whole team down. Rookie mistake. You ever watch that Olympic gymnastics? Those little 14-year-old girls flying through the air doing triple backflips, landing on a balance beam this wide, and then the announcer always goes, oh, she moved her left pinky toe when she landed. She has disgraced her entire nation. Her teammates are throwing rocks at her. You compare those girls to average people, they're incredible. So I think we should let some average people compete in these games. Because little Lindsay Roberts only got a 9.8. Next up we have Davey from Minnesota. Davey, 42 years old, weighs in at 312 pounds. Let's see what Davey can do on the floor exercise. He's old, not a professional. Earlier today he asked if he could be the one to feed the pommel horse. Well, he started off with a somersault. It's like moving into another somersault. Okay, he's getting ready for a double 2.5. No, it's a somersault. And he's ending off with a cartwheel, but it's ill-fated. He landed hard on his head. Just couldn't loft that minivan-sized belly into the air. Well, Lindsay's feeling better about herself. And again, we all are after seeing Davey in that little leotard. Clearly forgot to shave his ass. You guys awed too early on that one. It was getting worse. Gotta watch sports.
Ever watch the rodeo?
You see those rodeo clowns? These guys dress up like clowns to distract the bull if the guy falls off. How do you even decide you want to do that with your life? You stay in a career counselor's office like, well, I like dressing up like a clown, but I also enjoy having a bull's horn stabbed in my ass. Is there anything that combines those two? Clown and ass stabbing. And those guys, this is true, those guys are emergency medical technicians. They take care of the guy if he gets hurt. Could you imagine, you get knocked unconscious, you're on the ground, you open your eyes, there's a clown standing over you with defibrillators going, clear! I think we're gonna have to do mouth to mouth! Whoa, giggles. Step off. It's in that kind of movie. I tried different sports. I tried skiing for the first time a year ago. Got any skiers?
Any skiers?
Yeah? You a skier? Did you learn when you were little? Yeah, I mean, that's the way to learn. You gotta learn when you're little. Because I learned a year ago, you gotta learn on the kiddie slopes. That means you got four-year-olds flying by you everywhere. And you can't even sound tough when you're talking about the kiddie slopes. You, like, meet back up with your friends. You're like, yeah, I just tore down Potato Patch. Ripped up Fluffy Bunny Hill. Next I'm heading over to Mount You Suck. Didn't they give them intimidating names? Let us feel good about ourselves, you know? Like, yeah, man, I just tore down Face Laceration. Next I'm heading over to Wet Yourself Hill. Oh, they call it that because it's so scary? No, it's all four-year-olds out there. They can't get the ski pants off quick enough. You'll be on the black slopes, I'll be on the yellows. I tried skiing, I tried hiking. Hi, a month, I don't know if you saw this on the news. A month ago, a woman was hiking. She got attacked by a mountain lion. And it caught my attention because this is the actual sign I saw while I was hiking. It said, warning, mountain lion territory. If they attack, fight back. Throw sticks and rocks, but only if you don't have to crouch down to get them. What? Don't crouch down. If a mountain lion attacks, am I really still standing? Just got the mountain lion on my back. Pesky lion, get off of there. What do we say about ripping out my trachea? Nope. And throw sticks and rocks, but without crouching down. What position am I in? Do I have some sort of servant midget running around helping me out? Here you go, sir. Put me a rock in there, put me a rock. Some kind of servant gordita or something? I don't know what that accent was. That's the official servant midget accent. Here's another warning I saw, warning label. I bought this huge container for laundry. It's got this giant warning label inside. It's a picture of a baby being placed in the container, the lid coming down on its head with a circle and an X to it. Apparently, contrary to popular belief, storing babies in plastic containers is a bad idea. I was pissed because I was planning on coming out with a whole line of baby Tupperware products. No, not to be. And the only words it had were warning suffocation risk. But that's the only problem with storing a baby in a plastic container. Like, if you just poke holes in the top, he'll be good for months. Keep some fresh.